Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And by the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, the growing number of Americans with a side hustle, especially with help through technology from startups, and restaurants experiment with meatless burgers. Those stories after this. Running a business is hard work, but getting the right insurance coverage for it doesn't have to be. Geico Commercial Insurance makes it easy to get excellent coverage so you spend less time worrying and more time growing your business. Geico Commercial Insurance offers great coverage like general and professional liability, business owner's policy, workers' comp, and so much more. Go to geicocommercial.com for more information and to start your coverage today. That's geicocommercial.com. Supported by Kronos. Kronos knows that hiring and retaining a modern workforce of salaried, hourly, full and part-time workers can be challenging, especially in today's competitive job market. That's why Kronos puts HR, payroll, talent, and time in one place, so HR professionals supporting a blended workforce have all the tools they need to engage and motivate their people every step of the way. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. If you work a part-time job or a side hustle, you've got plenty of company these days. A new survey by Bankrate.com finds nearly half of U.S. workers say they earn extra income on the side, 45% of them to be exact. We're joined now by Amanda Dixon, analyst at Bankrate. Amanda, what have you found?
What we found is that when you look at working Americans, nearly half of them have a side hustle. And so that was really surprising to me. And a lot of the people who have side hustles are actually millennials. Nearly half of millennials have a job on the side.
Now, they're young and enthusiastic. They love working. They need the money. What is it reasons-wise for this?
Well, what we found is that quite a few millennials have a side hustle because they're looking for a way to earn some just extra money. And also, millennials are interested in boosting their savings. And that's really key given the fact that a lot of them are dealing with a huge amount of student debt. And so with the more money that they can save, they can use that to pay down their debt and really just get back on track financially.
How do those numbers compare with groups in the past? Is there any way to say that way more people have side hustles these days than years gone by?
Well, we did this study last year, and the numbers are pretty consistent. We did see the numbers tick up a little bit, so it seems as though more and more people are interested in getting into, let's say, the gig economy, and it makes sense given the kind of flexibility that these kinds of side gigs offer.
Yeah, and when we say side gigs, are these folks who are cobbling together a handful or a couple of side gigs to make ends meet, or is this in addition to, say, full-time jobs?
Right. So we left it up to the participants to determine how they would define a side hustle. So we just asked people, you know, are you earning extra income on the side? So it could be outside of your full-time job, outside of your part-time job, or even maybe someone who's retired who's just working an extra gig.
Yeah. What was the point about using technology, too, that you discovered?
What we found is that a lot of people rely on technology, and it's really changing the game when it comes to side hustling because it gives people just a lot of job opportunities that maybe were not available to them 10, 15 years ago. And so it's playing a big role in a lot of people's lives who are hustling.
We're speaking with Amanda Dixon, analyst at Bankrate.com. They've got a new survey that finds nearly half of us have side hustles. So for those using technology, how does it break down by generation?
We found that millennials are definitely by far more likely to say that technology is playing a bigger role when it comes to having a side hustle. And there are just so many different platforms and apps available to them today. And so they're very well aware of what their options are when it comes to side hustles.
Oh. And then, what is it, like a quarter of folks more passionate about their side hustles than their main career? I don't know what that says.
That's right. I think it's maybe an opportunity for people who, you know, maybe they're bored with their 9-to-5, but this isn't a way for them to really explore their passion, their hobbies, and really do what they're truly interested in. So it could be a way for them to transition into a new career or at least just something for them to continue doing on the side.
Yeah. know, it's interesting with so many millennials, almost half saying they have a side gig. And we may not know the answer to this yet, but it could set the tone for what they do in their later years, right? They just may find that it's a norm to work a full-time job and have a side hustle.
That's right. When I think about the way that millennials are working, it's very different from how their parents and grandparents are working. So I think it could have a significant impact on the future and how they work, and that could impact their lives in so many different ways.
Yeah, very good. What else did we learn? Anything else you want to drop in?
What's interesting is that when it comes to side hustling, people can make quite a bit of money. On average, we found that people are earning a little over $1,100 per month working a side hustle.
Wow.
So it's not a small amount of change, but it really just depends on what you're working and what kind of work you're doing.
Yeah. Well, boy, that said, that's a decent amount of money, which to me probably says a decent amount of time and energy dedicated. I guess you might burn yourself out if you're not careful doing that much work.
That's the downside. If you're working extra hours, that's time you could be spending with family, yeah. Time you could be spending on vacation. And so it is a concern if people are overworking.
Thanks, Amanda. Amanda Dixon, analyst at Bankrate. More after this. The joys of being a business owner are many, and in a blink of an eye, a problem arises, which your employees expect you to have a simple, timely solution for. But maybe you're just not sure. What you need is a sounding board for business-related issues, like a group of area business leaders that you can turn to for valuable advice. Check out The Alternative Board, also known as TAB, which has been helping owners and CEOs of privately held businesses for close to 30 years with their advisory boards. The TAB boards are made up of local, non-competing business leaders who meet once a month to discuss a range of topics from sales, marketing, hiring, and more. A TAB membership can make a huge difference for your business. Plus, you get expert one-on-one business coaching. Start by finding out if there's a TAB board seat available in your area. Go to my special website, thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. That's thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. Well, finally, fast food restaurants are rushing to add meat-free burgers to their menus, hoping these higher-priced alternatives will help them capture additional traffic and dollars. Is this something that your small business restaurant is doing? Imitation Meats, made by two companies called Beyond Meats and Impossible Foods, are on sale at nearly 20,000 restaurants across the U.S. 15% of U.S. restaurants offered meatless burgers in March, up 3% from a year earlier. Restaurants embrace a vegetarian-friendly fare reflects competition among fast food chains to attract younger diners who prioritize sustainability and healthfulness. Wall Street Journal reporter Jacob Bungie says the problem with that big growth is that suppliers have struggled to fill all the orders. Jacob, what does meatless mean exactly?
This is a new type of a product. It's not so much built around the black bean or the mushroom, for instance. These are built sort of from the ground up, if you will, with starches and proteins and other ingredients, oils derived from a whole range of different plants, potatoes, soy, sunflower oil, coconut oil in some cases. And they've designed these things to really mimic the appearance, the sound even on the grill of typical beef, and most importantly, they say the taste. And it can be much more difficult to tell if you're having a burger that's made with one of these newer generation products that's got the cheese on it and ketchup and mustard and everything else, that you're actually eating something different. So the buzz around these new meat alternatives has been pretty strong, and what we've seen over the last year and a half has been a number of the really well-known national restaurant chains embracing these to different degrees, like White Castle rolled out the Impossible Burger last year. We've seen other chains adopt them, either in trial or in full. TGI Fridays introduced the Beyond Meat Burger. They did, I think, what is one of, if not the fastest edition of the product from a test cycle to the full menu in the chain's history.
Wow.
And so these are really generating a lot of interest. The restaurants will tell you that they can bring in consumers that ordinarily might be the veto vote, as they call it, in a family or a group of people that say want a vegetable option or a vegetarian option, but You know, White Castle doesn't have one. Now they've got something that fits the bill.
Are these meatless burgers healthier than, say, a traditional burger or perhaps even a veggie burger?
Well, the healthiness, as you can imagine, Gordon, is the kind of the beholder. There's plenty of people who tell you typical beef is not healthy for you. There's people that will tell you that the old burger alternatives made from plants are never going to match the protein content, for instance, the nutritional makeup of beef from a cow. So it's different. They're working over time. They think they can pretty closely approximate it. That's a work in progress. I mean, whether or not you bet against technology over the long run is always an interesting question. But they are going for what has been a really successful thing for food companies and restaurants up and down the chain over the last few years, which is appealing to people's sense of healthiness and wellness. You've seen concepts like Meatless Mondays catch on in different ways, and so this is a way to speak to that.
Wow. We're speaking with Jacob Bungie, Wall Street Journal reporter. He's written about meatless burgers. I thought it was interesting, too, you said McDonald's is not on board with this.
Well, they're just hanging back for the time being, and, you know, they're not saying never.
Okay.
For instance, in a couple of the countries in Europe where they operate, they just introduced a vegan-friendly patty, I think, just in the last few weeks, or they've talked about this. But, you know, the thing you have to keep in mind when you talk about a chain like McDonald's, as big as they are, that they need the supply, and you know, they can do trials and things like that. But if they're to do a full rollout of any menu option, they need a tremendous amount of supply. And so that's why it's likely that you'll see these folks that have a huge footprint in the sense of their business maybe be a bit more circumspect about how they talk about introducing any new menu item.
Thanks, Jacob. Wall Street Journal reporter Jacob Bungie.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.